Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to News18's podcast, The Daybreak, with me, Zoya Mateen. Before we begin, I'd like to wish all my listeners a very, very happy Holi. May you have a safe, colorful, and most importantly, a consent-based Holi this year. Now, let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. The battleground is ready for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections as the BJP yesterday announced its first list of candidates and the party decided to field Prime Minister Narendra Modi from the Varanasi constituency along with its President Amit Shah from Gandhinagar in place of LK Advani. The Lok Sabha candidates list released in a press conference by senior party leader JP Nadda consists of 184 candidates including those for the key states of Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and West Bengal. According to experts, there hasn't been much change in the seat candidature as it was expected in the BJP's first list. However, it's important to note that there's also going to be another list that is going to be released by the party. But let's have a look at some of the important observations that come out of the first list. The first and foremost development, of course, has been the fact that veteran BJP leader LK Advani was made to bow out of the electoral contest, with the party fielding President Amit Shah from Gandhinagar, the seat that the 91-year-old party stalwart has won some six times. Advani had first contested from Gandhinagar in 91 on the suggestion of Narendra Modi after he had completed his nationwide Rath Yatra in favour of the Ram Temple in Ayodhya. Now, this decision has sent two clear signals. One, of course, is that Advani himself has not declared his retirement from electoral politics, meaning that he has been made to retire. And two, the party, by replacing him with Shah, has appointed his political heir. Meanwhile, in Amethi, it's going to be round two of the electoral battle between Rahul Gandhi and Smriti Irani, with BJP announcing that it has fielded the union minister to take on the Congress chief from the Gandhi bastion once again. Irani had unsuccessfully contested against Gandhi in the 2014 Lok Sabha election and had lost by around 1 lakh votes, but was seen to put up a spirited fight. The union minister, in an interview with News 18, slammed the Congress chief and said that the writing is on the wall for Rahul Gandhi. Irani had earlier dubbed the fight between her and Rahul as one between a kamdar and a namdar, claiming that he has been negligent of his constituency's needs. However, Gandhi in turn has also blamed the ruling BJP government at the centre and the state for taking away big projects that he had lined up for the Amethi constituency. Now, some precarious positions have also emerged because although the list consisted names of 13 of the 14 seats in Kerala, the party interestingly chose to defer its announcement for the constituency Pathanamithra, which houses the Sabarimala temple. At the time of the row, several parties including the CPM in the state took up sides either opposing or in favour of the Supreme Court verdict which struck down the temple's ban on the entry of women. While the CPM said it would abide by the court's order, the BJP and the Congress triggered a political debate riding on religious sentiments. The dissenting voices were primarily seen as belonging to the BJP camp, presumed to their attempt to make a political foray in the state. An announcement on the Pathanamithra constituency is now expected to take place in the second list, which will be released by the BJP real soon. Nearly 3 crore casual labourers working in farms across rural India were rendered jobless between 2011 and 12 and 2017 and 18 in a marked drop of more than 40%, according to a news report citing a survey by the National Sample Survey Office. Now, according to the yet-to-be-released periodic labour force survey by the NSSO, around 3.2 crore casual labourers in rural India lost their jobs during this period. The report added that among the casual labour workforce in rural areas engaged in both farm and non-farm activities, the job loss for men was 7.3%, while for women it was 3.3% since 2011 and 12. The British Prime Minister Theresa May wrote to the European Council on Wednesday seeking a short delay to the 29th March Brexit Day deadline until 30th June in order to attempt to get her withdrawal agreement voted through UK Parliament next week. Addressing the weekly Prime Minister's questions, the PMQs in the House of Commons, May said that she's not prepared to delay Brexit any further, triggering speculation that she could even step down rather than allow a long delay to the Article 50 Brexit mechanism. With this, we come to an end of today's podcast. But like always, we'll be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. Thank you for listening. Happy Holi once again, and I hope you all have a really colorful and happy day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.